Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood, and where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live.
Hey, everybody. Sorry about the little inconvenience, but anyways, I'm Trinity, your host.
What's up, guys? I'm your co-host, Big Wolf Simmons.
And you guys are listening to Kidstown Live.
Kidstown Live.
I hope everyone had a great time at school and work, and we have such a great show for you guys today. I have my new co-host, Big Ro, who's such a great actor and amazing, like an amazing hip-hop dancer. I'm super excited to have him, my friend, as a co-host with me. It's such a great treat to him to be on the show today.
I'm so excited. Trinity, I'm so excited to be co-hosting with you. You're also talented, and it's the coolest thing ever to be a part of this incredible show.
In case if you guys missed our very first show, we interviewed Big Will and talked to him about his new project, and what has he been up to, and I'm actually really still freaking out because you were working with Ellen DeGeneres, and how was that?
Working with Ellen is always a fun time on set. The first job I ever booked was dancing on Ellen's show with Miranda Cosgrove. During the commercial breaks, she would tell jokes and have her audience dance. But working with Ellen during the Oscar promo was amazing. We all had tuxedos, and we just danced and had a lot of fun. Let's see what else I've been up to lately. Last year, I worked with Robin Thicke during the Macy's Glamorama Tour. Robin Thicke is honestly one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. So I'm sure everyone will know these two people. I had the opportunity to dance with Zendaya on the Dancing with the Stars. She is the coolest. Even though she's busy, she still takes time to support me. And I know, and I danced with Justin Bieber and Major Ali in the music video. Now, that was a crazy fun job. Justin Bieber gave me some good advice about reaching my dreams.
What? That is so awesome, Big Will. You had such a great, you really have great opportunities with all these people. And I love Ellen DeGeneres, and I love Robin Thicke. That is so cool that you got to work with all of them.
Yes, it's been a great time so far. I can't wait to see what's in store for me this year. But so far, this year is starting out great.
Very true. That is so great. Well, today we are going to talk about everything to see what's happening, and Kidstown Live will be appearing at a red carpet event, and we're going to play amazing songs right now by new cool artists, and we will be talking a little bit about the Grammys. We want to know your thoughts about the winners and the performers, how everyone dressed. And our guest today needs no introduction. Her name is Caitlin Carmichael. She's appeared so many TV shows and films. I can, like, barely even keep up. So just a few things that she's been in is Shake It Up, iCarly, Hot in Cleveland, and the Stephen King TV film, Bag of Bones. And that was kind of scary. I seen that trailer. I was kind of freaking out.
Wow, this is going to be an awesome show. I can't wait to hear the songs and talk with Caitlin. She has been in some very good stuff. So keep it dialed in at www.blogtalkradio.com/easywaybroadcasting every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. And please call in at 914-338-1303. Spread the word to your friends, family, and neighbors. And don't forget to go to facebook.com/kidstownlive. That's Kids with a Z, Town Live.
When we come back, and we'll be talking about a little about the Grammys, and so now for our sponsor, Havana Watches.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Hey everyone, we are back. Kids Town Live is so excited to announce that we'll be walking the red carpet and interviewing the nominees at the AI Music Awards on February 7th at Universal City Walk. I am super excited. We have press passes. That's so awesome!
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Yes, I'm super excited too. Our friend Diamante is up for a teen award. Glitter Rose is up for 4 awards. And Melanie Taylor is up for 3 awards. Go, Melanie. Congratulations to all the nominees. I am super excited because she performed at my 14th birthday bash. That was so awesome. And I can't wait.
Right. Speaking of awards, the Grammys were crazy. My favorite performance was Robin Thicke performing with Chicago. It brought back the old school feel. There's nothing better than a live band performance. It gives the songs a different feel. The record and album of the year was one of my favorite groups, Daft Punk, featuring Pharrell. They won a total of 5 Grammys. That's a lot.
Wow, that's awesome. I actually really like Lorde's performance. I know some of you guys might think, like, what? But she's actually really awesome. She's my favorite singer. My favorite song is Love Club and Team. She's really talented. She writes all of her songs, and that makes me want to listen to the artist even more. And I have a lot of respect for the artists that who write their own music.
That's cool. Yeah, I see what you think. Her song Royals was a big hit.
Nice. I have to also add, I am so glad that Daft Punk, Bruno Mars, and Mike Macklemore and Ryan Lewis won. That is so awesome. All of them really deserved it. Do you like any of the names that I mentioned?
Well, I really love Macklemore, Ryan Lewis, and Daft Punk.
Nice. Well, every year it just gets better and even more exciting. Remember, if you guys have any questions about the Grammys or for our guest, Caitlin Carmichael, call in at 914-338-1303. We would love to hear all your what you want to say.
Well, I was really excited to attend Trinity's party, and I got to see one of the performers live. Her name is Denise Revellis. She's from Fontana, California, and she does this really cool mashup on a track we are about to play. It's called I Wonder If I'll Take You Home by Lisa and Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake. Let us know what you think. She's going to be playing a lot more in L.A. this year. Check it out.
Sure, just how you feel.
That mashup. It's kind of like an 80s song, song mashup today song. That's very smart. In fact, that soundtrack kind of just sounded like from this movie called Just Go With It, Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. It was kind of like that too. I think it was a great idea.
Yeah, that was cool. Would you ever do that, Trinity, since you sing?
I actually kind of did. It's kind of funny, except I already made Hit the Road Jack, but the hip-hop screen version for that one.
We're going to get the song for our show, no doubt. Well, we are ready to introduce our guest, Caitlin Carmichael. Drum roll, please. Caitlin?
Hello?
Hey, Caitlin.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Caitlin.
Great. Hi, Trinity and Will.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Hello.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Wow, I haven't seen you since the November. Did you have fun at the Mother Goose Parade?
I had lots of fun. I had such an amazing time. It was my very first parade, and I got to ride in it with one of the puppies from my movie Wiener Dog Nationals.
Wow, that is so awesome. Yes, I actually had fun, too. I got to hang out with Brandon Tyler Russell, Jaden Betts, Tyler Champion, and Jeremy Jordan. I hope to attend the Mother Goose Parade next year in November.
Me too. That would be so much fun.
So, Caitlin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How did you get into acting?
Well, I came to L.A. on vacation with my mommy and my grandma, and I met Mr. Jeremy Apodi, who is now my commercial agent at Abrams Artists. I was only 3 years
nice.
Old when I came out to visit.
Awesome.
That's so awesome. So you were in iCarly and Shake It Up. How was that?
It was lots of fun. I was so excited I got to work with Bella Thorne. She's like a big sister to me. And working on iCarly was so amazing. It was the best birthday present ever.
That's
I did it right after my 6th birthday.
Wow, that's awesome. And now you're in some scary thriller films like Bag of Bones and Lizzie. How was it working on scary / horror film?
Well, it's really fun. I love all of the special effects. Like, did you know in the old black and white movies when they were like fake blood, it was actually used as Hershey's chocolate syrup?
Oh my gosh,
wow.
Really?
That's so cool.
I like doing my own stunts. It's very fun.
That's so awesome.
That's awesome.
So, you've been in both comedy and thriller project. Which one do you prefer?
I love them both. I've been so lucky to work with so many amazing cast and crews.
That's
They're
nice.
All so
that's cool. So who was your favorite actor / actress to work with?
Wow. I really liked working with Bella Thorne. It was such a treat getting to work with her. She was the very first person I met in L.A., and she's always so sweet to me.
That's awesome.
So
what
it's
do you
fun
like
to work.
So what do you like to do outside of acting? Do you have any hobbies?
Oh, let's see. I have lots of hobbies. I love to play soccer. I'm on a soccer team here in Los Angeles. And I love to draw and paint and sketch. And I love to sing. And I do dance lessons, too. And I heard that didn't you do a remake of Hit the Road, Jack?
Yes, I did.
I actually did, in my very first tap recital, I danced to Hit the Road, Jack.
Really?
That's awesome.
Oh,
I
like that song. Yeah.
Me too.
That's really awesome. Yeah. So let's see if we have any callers. So let's take callers. Let's see. Hi, caller. What's your name? Do you have any questions for Caitlin? Hello, caller. Well, I guess no callers. Hello?
Hi. I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we don't have any callers right now. So, again, if you guys have any questions for Caitlin, you guys can call in at 914-338-1303, and you can ask her about her projects. Right now, we are going to take a break and listen to the new song by my friend, Diamante. She's up for an AI Music Award in the teens category, and it's called Burned.
Strike a match that turned to ashes. All I wanted was you. Never let me through. You made me so broken. You made me feel all of this pain. You poured down over my skin.
Wow, that's an awesome song. Caitlin, did you hear that song?
I loved it. It was so good. Her vocals is amazing. I had my own little dance party here with my puppy, Tallulah.
That's so funny. So let's see if we have any callers right now. Oh, wait, we do. So caller 5252, hello. Hi, caller.
Hello. Hi, Trin. This is Kendall.
What's up?
Hey, do you have any questions for Caitlin?
No questions so far. This has been pretty good.
Hi, caller. Hi, Kendall.
Hi. Hi, Kate. Good show so far?
Sorry, what?
I said good show.
This has been such a great show. I'm so happy to be on it today. Trinity and Will rock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's so awesome.
Okay.
So, do you have any?
Nidia Monte, she is such a good singer, and to be nominated for the Aeon Music Awards is incredible.
She is.
Yes, I know. So now, Caitlin, I always see you dressed so cute at all the red carpets. Where do you get your dresses and clothing?
First, thank you. And two, I always pick out my outfits with the help of my mommy. I am a total fashionista. I love shoes and purses and lots of bling.
Huh, you like the bling.
I love the bling. I always like to go to, I shop at Unitoire a lot, at M. Frederick, and definitely at Fred Siegel. But when I have super fancy events, like the Young Artist Awards, or premieres of my movie, or actually I wore one of her dresses at the Mother Goose Parade, Miss Wanda Bouchon, who lives in Puerto Rico, always sends me a dress.
Oh, that
she is so
great. Nice.
She handmakes every single one with the shoes and accessories. They're beautiful.
Yeah. I remember at the Mother Goose Parade, I loved your dress. It was so beautiful.
Thank you. I was actually riding in the parade, and I was saying hi to all the little kids, and a little girl looked up to me, and she said, "Are you Tinkerbell?" And I just said, "Yes! Hello! From Fairyland!"
That is so funny.
She was so cute.
Okay, Caitlin, I've got a good question for you. Do you ever go to the movies to watch yourself on the big screen?
I do. It's just me, but really a lot bigger. When I went to see Superman, Man of Steel, Mr. Zack Snyder also directed that, so the trailer for 300 was playing, and I'm in the trailer. So just innocently, I screamed at the top of my lungs when I saw myself, and I said, "That's me!" It was a lot of fun. And
that's
everyone
so
in the
cute.
Theater stood up and looked at me. And then I was very embarrassed.
Wow.
Funny.
It was really funny.
Yeah. So what latest movie have you seen?
Oh, what latest movie have I seen? I saw Frozen was the latest movie. Frozen and Catching Fire. Those are definitely the latest movies that I've seen. Do you want to build a snowman? Sorry, I cannot say Frozen without piping that in there somehow.
That's fine. So Katy Perry is coming to town. I'm super excited. In September, would you ever go see her?
Of course! With you, definitely.
Yeah, it would make it so much funner.
I love the performance of the Grammys.
Yeah, we should all go together.
That would be so much fun.
Totally.
That is so
awesome. She always has some pretty cool dresses, too. Lots and lots of sparkles.
Totally.
Now you have done some voiceovers for Doc McStuffins. How was that?
I love working for Doc. It's so cool getting to go into the sound studio and putting on the big headphones and talking into the really big microphone. I can even go to work in my PJs. I guess as long as I brush my teeth.
My friend Jaden is in that. That's awesome. Now you are also in Chosen with Chad Michael Murray. Our friend Joey Luthman is in that well. Can you tell us how was it working on that show?
It's lots of fun. There's so much action, so we always make sure we have lots of fun in between the takes, taking silly selfies or having our own little dance party. Mr. Chad even gave me my very first rose.
Aww.
I've been so blessed to be in all three of the seasons, and I was really happy that I got to meet Joey in the second season. I was such a big fan of his once I saw him on Ant Farm.
Yes, I've seen him too. I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, Joey's on Ant Farm. I was just screaming, and I was like, Mom, Joey's on Ant Farm. She's like, oh my gosh, no way. I'm so excited that he's getting really good on everything, and he's auditioning more, and he's getting a lot of stuff.
That's great. It was so funny. I saw his episode of Ant Farm like the week before we started filming. So when I saw him on set, my jaw just dropped. Like, I was such a big fangirl then. And he was
funny.
So excited to work with me, so it was like a big happy day.
Mm-hmm. Again, if you guys have any questions for Caitlin, you guys can call in at 914-338-1303, and you can ask her about anything, even her projects, has she been up to, anything like that.
That's great. I would love to talk to you.
Yes.
Okay, you were in the upcoming film, 300, Rise of the Empire. Who was your character?
I play young Artemisia, who is young Eva Green, and it's back with the Greeks and the Spartans, and that was really cool. I got to have some cool wardrobe in that with the ancient Roman shoes with all the laces and a cool burlap dress.
Ooh,
you might
awesome.
Not know who Eva Green is, but she was a James Bond girl.
Really?
What?
Wow.
That's awesome.
There are so
that
many great actors in the film. How was it working with everyone?
Everyone was so sweet on that set. Mr. Zack Snyder was really nice because he was actually the one that told me I got to be a Bond girl. My mom says, you know, this is Mr. Zack Snyder. If there's any questions you want to ask him or anything. And I said, oh, I do have a question for him. So I walked up to him and said, Mr. Zack, hi, I'm Caitlin. Since I play young Eva Green, does that make me a Bond girl? And he sat and thought, and he says, you a Bond girl. And then I got the jitters, and
so
I was very
cute.
Happy.
So cute.
That's awesome.
So what was the hardest part about filming that project?
250 people staring and watching me cry in my scene. And filming it entirely in front of a green screen with green ceilings, green floors, green walls. And there was nothing going on, but I had to pretend like there was. So it was all in my imagination. And I just had to stand there and cry while everybody watched.
Wow, that's awesome. And what made you, like, cry? How do you cry, like, just make it come out? What do you think about it?
Well, for the scene, I had to think about my house being burned down in the scene. So that wasn't the happiest scene. I pretended that my little puppy was in the house when I cried.
Aww.
Aww.
Yeah. So I have a question. What actor was the most inspiring or encouraging?
In 300?
Yes.
Wow. I really think Mr. Zack Snyder was, because he really believed in me for that scene. And he was always so...
That's awesome. Wow, I want to be in the next 300, but I think I need to work out first.
Right. That sounds so fun. But it's a lot of work, too, I heard. Congratulations to you, Caitlin, by the way.
Thank you so much.
It's in order.
300 Rise of an Empire comes out on March 7th in theaters.
That's awesome. I will totally go see that movie.
We can go see it together.
Yeah, totally. We can just eat popcorn and watch the movie.
Yay.
So where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years?
Oh, I see myself on set playing in the grip truck. That would be lots of fun. They have such cool equipment there. I could be monitoring the sound, or I could be calling action. I definitely see myself on set, though.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can totally see you doing that.
Thanks.
Yeah. So which actor or actress would you like to work with? It could be a kid or an adult.
I would really like to work with Anne Hathaway. I loved her performance in Les Mis, and she just put so much emotion and character into all of her films. She's a really big inspiration. Some of my best friends would be really cool, too, like Sky Jackson or Francesca Capaldi. They're some of my closest friends. Or Julian Fetter. We've been best friends ever since we were in the movie Wiener Dog Nationals together. That would be cool to work with my friends.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Always good to work with someone that you know.
Sorry, what?
It's always good to work with someone that you know.
That would be awesome. It makes it really special.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have any questions for Caitlin, you can call in at 914-338-1303 and ask her about her projects.
Let's take a caller if we have any callers. So let's see what's up. Caller 0413. Hey, caller, what's your name? Do you have any questions for Caitlin?
No, not this time. I was just calling to see how Kendall's doing.
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. How are things going?
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you,
name?
Too. What's that?
What is your name?
My name is John.
Hi, John.
Hello.
What's up, John?
How old are you?
Yeah. So it's Friday.
Do you have any questions for Caitlin?
No, not this time. No, I do not.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have to keep going with the show. So thank you for calling in and saying hi to Caitlin.
Thank you.
Great talking with you, John.
So we are going to play our last song by Chris Morris. He is an amazing singer, and he has a new single called Higher. So this is a cool song, so hope all you guys enjoy it, and you guys can sing it along, too, and dance and have some fun. So here we go, Higher.
Out of the blue, there we go. Oh.
Wow, I love that song.
I love that song. The music makes me tired. That's such an awesome song. I actually knew Chris for a long time since I was probably, I don't know, like 10 or something. I met him at, I think, the Geisha House. But when I first heard him, I was like, wow, he is an amazing singer. He's really good. And I met him with Mark Ballas. It was so funny. And I got to take a picture with him, and it was awesome.
Wow. You are so lucky. I watch Dancing with the Stars all the time.
Oh, yeah, I love him. Yeah, he is such an awesome guy. Chris Morris is kind of like my uncle because I knew him for a long time, too. That's so special.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is really awesome.
So, Caitlin, can you tell us any projects that you're in right now that you can tell us about?
Well, I am currently filming 2 movies in February. I am filming a short film called Unmatched for Bella King. It's a modern-day version of The Little Matchstick Girl by Hans Christian Andersen, and I play the little match girl. And I'm also filming The Night Visitor 2, Heather's Story, where I play Heather. So they're very different, and The Night Visitor 2 is a sequel to the first Night Visitor with Hudson Teacher. It's like a paranormal activity, so I get to walk around holding the camera.
Wow.
Ooh,
that's
awesome. Scary. Yeah,
and today,
I can see it.
Thanks. And today I just booked an Old Navy commercial.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Wow. Congrats.
Thank you.
On
so
that.
I'll be filming that, well, next week.
You said?
So I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Old Navy, that is so awesome.
This is my second commercial for them, and their commercials are so much fun.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I would love to work with Old Navy. I heard that you were holding the camera in Paranormal Activity. That scary?
No. Well, actually, I haven't filmed it yet. It's a movie like Paranormal Activity called The Night Visitor 2, Heather's Story. I started on the 15th. It's a sequel to the first Night Visitor. I play Heather. So
was it scary filming it?
I haven't filmed it yet. I start February 15th.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
So it's my first time. It's what they call a found footage film, and which means I get to walk around holding the camera. And it's a very scary movie.
I'm so going to see that movie. Yeah, I'm too scared to see scary movies, but I'll try to see it.
Okay, well, you can go see Unmatched then. That's not so scary.
Oh, okay.
That won't be
very
scary.
Okay, so
just
I would definitely have to check that out.
But I'm not going to spoil anything.
Okay. Keep it a secret. So do you have any big plans for 2014?
I am turning 10 this year. Double digits. So I turn 10 on July 2nd. So I'm already planning my birthday party. This should be lots and lots.
Wow, I can't believe you're 10 already.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. I have 5 months to go.
Yes. Yeah. Don't you, like, love birthday parties? I always love, like, having everyone coming out and, like, just supporting, like, everyone and just, like, talk. And then you see your friends, you're like, oh, my gosh, hey.
It's so much fun.
Well, we hope you come out and support the AI Music Awards with us on February 7th at Universal City Walk's John Lovitis. You can meet all the nominees who are for the awards and see them perform live. And you can stop by the red carpet and say hi, of course.
Well, I would love to. That sounds so cool. I can't wait to meet everyone. Diamante and Glitter Rose, like you said, that's a really cool name.
Wow, that is so awesome. That is so awesome. So right now we are going to play Melanie Taylor, Whatever. So let's see.
The smile on my face woke me up today. And I knew today it would be okay. And there's not a real reason why I feel so good. But who said I need a reason to feel like I know I should?
I know we played it last time, but I really like that song so much, Whatever, Melanie Taylor. So I had to play it again today. And
I can see why.
Yeah, it's really, I always listen to that song. It's my favorite song. And even yeah. Melanie Taylor is up for 3 IA Music Awards, and she just performed at House of Blues. I think it was yesterday, Thursday. And that was really awesome. And I just love her. She's amazing, and she is very talented.
She is, wow, she's really talented. That was amazing.
Whenever I listen to her songs, I'm always dancing.
Yes, every time I hear her, I'm like, oh my gosh, whatever. She's amazing. Even she performed at my birthday party, my 14th birthday party. She was amazing, and even Big Will, he was there. And I seen a video of you dancing. I don't know where it was, but I think it was kind of, it looked like in a private room. But I seen you dancing. Your mom posted a video.
Okay. Probably. I feel like I know where that is, but I just can't think of the name of the place.
It was Busby's East.
At where?
Busby's East.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was a really awesome day for me. It was really awesome. I had a great time at my birthday, and I got to see everyone. And I wish that you would have came, Caitlin. It would have been so awesome.
Well, when is your birthday this year?
Well, mine already passed. It was January 18th. It was last week. But my real birthday was January 24th. So I kind of just
Happy
turned 14.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So right now we have a caller at 2526. Let's see. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi, what is your name?
Anthony.
Hi,
Anthony.
Do you have any questions for Caitlin?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Do you have any questions for Caitlin?
I'm a boy dancer, and I wanted to know if there's anything new other than her movies and films that's been coming up for her.
Oh, well, I love to dance, too. I do ballet, jazz, tap, and hip-hop.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. I love tap.
I also have a question for Big Will.
Go ahead.
For Big Will?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead. You can ask him that.
I wanted to know if there was anywhere I could see you perform, because I'm a big fan and I'm trying to grow in my dancing career as well. And I live in the LA, Orange County area, and I really want to see you perform somewhere.
Okay. I'm performing with my team in the future at Wada Lake. You can look them up on Facebook. And my team's called Grizzly Baby, so we're going to be competing there. So you can see me there, and hopefully we can see each other.
Okay. That'd be awesome.
That's so awesome. Yes.
Good luck
to you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. So we have another call, 3080. Hello, caller. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
What's up, caller?
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Do you have any questions for Caitlin?
I love your show, kids. You're doing wonderful. My name is Daryl. Caitlin.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Daryl.
I'm so proud of you, Caitlin. Wow, I'm your biggest fan. I've seen you in the theaters, and look at you doing your thing at your young age. Good job.
Oh, thanks. You are so sweet.
How long have you been acting for since you came out of your mother's womb?
I've been acting for 6 years, since I was 3 and a half.
Wow.
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 That's
I just about
awesome.
To star in my 21st movie.
And what?
I'm just about to star in my 21st movie.
Wow, look at you. I want my daughter to be just like you when she grows up.
Oh, thank you. What is your daughter's name?
No problem. Her name's Destiny.
Destiny, wow, really pretty name.
I love
thank
that
you.
Name.
How old is
well,
she?
Well, I'm a big fan. She's 12.
Wow, okay. That would be cool. Oh. Maybe we can have a play date sometime.
Okay. So you worked on 300? You worked on 300?
I did. I played young Eva Green.
Wow. Did you ever meet Mark Canton?
I didn't have any scenes with him.
Oh, Mark Canton's the executive producer.
Oh, okay. I was just with Mr. Zack Snyder in that. There were lots of producers on that movie.
Yeah. Where did you shoot that at?
I shot it at Red Studios here in Los Angeles. It was where
awesome.
I was filmed.
Well, that's great. Well, keep up the good work. I'm going to keep, supporting you all the way.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you for calling.
Trinity and Big Will, Kidstown Live, you rock.
Thank you,
Caitlin.
Thank
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Okay, so now we have Omega on the air at 5252. So, hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
I guess that person already left, but yeah. So, Caitlin, again, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be a guest on your show today. Your show rocks. I'm so glad to be a part of it.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you so much. And can you give Kidstown a shout-out?
Of course.
Kidstown Live, yeah.
Hey, I'm Caitlin Carmichael, and you're listening to Kidstown Live.
Thank you thank you so much for tuning in at Kidstown Live. Remember to listen every Friday from 4 to 5. blogtalkradio.com/EasyBroadcastingNetwork.
Yeah, everyone, this was a lot of fun, Trinity. I can't wait till next week's show.
Yes, me too. Yes, I am pretty sure that this latest guest and the songs and everything and all the interviews that we will be posting, and everyone, don't forget to spread the word to from Kidstown Live and everything. It's so awesome. So thank you so much. You guys can come like our fan page at Facebook / Kidstown Live. Thank you, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
What's the best thing for kids? Next to the space station. Kidstown Live, of course, now broadcasting every Friday afternoon from Hollywood, California. Join Trinity Marquez and Victoria Strauss as they talk about the latest fashion trends, way cool music reviews, and celebrity interviews with some of your fave stars. All brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Kidstown Live, Fridays at 4 p.m. We come second to the space station.
Ain't no